This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. This is the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with my sidekick, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. This is the Invent America show, and I want to welcome all of you right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. And I'd like to welcome my sidekick, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. Hey, Miss Rita, how you doing?
I am just fine. And, you know, it's always so exciting to be on the show. Americans are inventors. And so every time we have the chance to reach out and touch those potential inventors out there, but Americans in general are really excited about inventing, whether they consider themselves an inventor or they just want to know what new products are there.
Well, you're right. And also a lot of people have ideas and they have things they come across. They just don't know how to go about maybe taking it to another level or maybe doing inquiring about that specific situation that they ran across, right?
Exactly. And since we've started doing Invent America, I come across so many absolutely amazing products. Everything from, you know, new kid skateboards, which we will be featuring in the next few weeks, to, you know, new gadgets to make life easier, to new technology that enhances something. And it's just, it's amazing. The American people out there have got such wonderful ideas. And it's absolutely mind-blowing to be part of getting them to the next level. And I am so appreciative of, you know, you, Invent America, of GCN to allow us to do this, but all of those inventors out there that we touch.
You got it. Now, tell us about our show today.
Well, inventors face, you know, basically four different challenges, but the biggest one is money. And if they can solve that challenge, at least understand the parameters and get their head around a path, then they can solve the other challenges. But that tends to be the big one. And I've had inventors that, you know, it's like, well, I'm looking for investors. And it's like, whoa, there your life can blow up real quick. And so today we're going to be talking about the challenges of using an investor. And I had so many good qualified guests to be on this show that the one lady who couldn't do it, she broke her knee. It's like, okay, well, that's a good reason to have to say, I can't do it on Monday because I'm seeing a surgeon. But within an hour, I had somebody else to be able to take the spot. So there's a lot of people out there who've dealt with the challenge of finding investors. And so today we're going to talk about the options. So we've got one gentleman who's dealt with investors. Another gentleman is like, why would I do that? And then an industry expert that talks about, you know, what are the issues in dealing with the investors? So a great show, very relevant, and we'll give some good options to some of the folks out there who might be saying, gee, I think I'll go after an investor.
Well, I need to tell you, I'm going to bring up the Shark Tank because the reason I'm going to bring it up, I've seen Shark Tank many times, and I've seen situations where the sharks are getting ready to make an offer, But unfortunately, the person is kind of like stifled and can't make that decision because he sold off 60% of his business, before they even got on the Shark Tank. So the point I'm trying to make is, you might not be able to control your destiny if you just start selling your stuff away. You follow me?
Exactly. And a lot of times, I mean, it's one of the gentlemen that I just spoke to, and he was telling me how much he wants me as a licensing agent, but he told me how much he'd already given away to friends as investors.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, when we look at the three F's, friends, families, and other fools, they're generally able to, manage that. But he, for the amount of money they put in, he gave off way too much. And now when we license that, he's got to deal with that.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to what we're saying. If you don't have the information, maybe there would have been some other alternatives, get it on the market.
Exactly. And understanding then how much you give away, the gut instinct is to give away too much because, you're just getting started. And they say, I want 10% of the company. Well, 10% doesn't seem like very much until you get down the road and you're thinking, what was I doing? One of the things that we look at is what's real. So how much percentage do you give away for how much money? And so then there's a lot of numbers and calculations that go into making that determination. But it's a numbers game. Whether you're pricing the product or you're looking at investors' money, no pun intended, is a numbers game.
Yeah, it's all about that. Return of investment. It's a return of investment for the investor. I mean, how is he going to get his money back? And when he's going to start making money? Because people are just not going to give money away. I mean, it ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
They say, hey,
when you're dealing with the three F's, the friends, families, and other fools, like I said, they're easier to manage. They're generally, family, friends. They know you. They believe in you as opposed to the product. So maybe that's not their wisest decision. Investors are smarter and wiser, and they will take a bigger chunk of you. It's like, it doesn't matter how expensive the suit is that the shark is wearing. It is still going to eat you.
That's right. Yep.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, when you go to the bank and you want to borrow money for your business at a bank, the bank's going to ask you, what are you going to put up for collateral and how are you going to pay me back? Well, it's the same thing with an investor. He might not want collateral, but at the end of the day, he is, because he's going to get a percentage of your business. But how he's going to pay you back? How are you going to pay him back?
And part of it, too, sometimes is that they want to help make decisions for you. Whereas if you go and you take out a loan from the bank, yes, you've got to pay it back. All right, but you're paying it back. They're not getting really involved in the business as long as you're making payments. Investors are different.
Yeah. Especially when they put a continuation about a residual. You might say, I want you to pay me back, and this is how you're going to pay me back, but I want a residual for forever or whatever. So now you're clogging yourself again.
Exactly. Now, if you're using the three F's, you can say, all right, I start paying you back when I start making money.
Yeah.
The bank expects you to start paying back next month. An investor isn't going to give you any breathing room. They're kind of like a loan shark. Shark Tank. So, you can play around with the words a lot, but the reality check is, when they want a piece of you, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's why you listen to the show. Education, I tell you, the education that I've learned, not only from you, but from the guests. I mean, it's amazing. And that's why I'm excited to talk to your our next guest coming up. So hold on right there. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Invent America Show right here on the Home Talk USA Radio Network. Invent America is where, like Rita says, America invents. Right here, GCNLive.com. We're going to be right back with our first guest, our first topic, right here. Don't go anywhere. Yay! We'll be right back.
Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us while we invent in America. And today we're talking about probably the biggest challenge for inventors all through the process. It's investor or disaster, money. Money tends to be the biggest challenge. Once you solve that problem, you can generally deal with all the others. So right now we've got on our industry expert, Mr. Ray Baraska. He has been dealing in the legal issues, mergers and acquisitions, and money for about 30 years, a licensed attorney in New York and Connecticut. So Ray, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself so that our listeners understand the bandwidth that you have about dealing with money.
Okay. Thank you for having me on the show, Rita. Appreciate it. For the last at least 20 years, I have spent all of my time in the finance area. Everything from big finance on Wall Street to little finance in Silicon Valley startup, and then ending up that the finance part of my experience in Colorado with the startup community that's vibrant there in Boulder and in Denver, Denver Startup Week, et cetera.
Okay. So using an investor to get a product to market, it can be a disaster. Why?
Well, it could be summed up with a simple phrase. Too many cooks spoil the broth.
Okay.
What that means is that when you have too many people that you need to get consensus from in order to make decisions, chances are that it's always going to be more difficult. And if it makes it more difficult and it feels a lot like herding cats, it's going to appear that way to outsiders as well.
You know, that's exactly right, because one of the questions I get, Tom, when we're talking about licensing a product and we're talking to a potential licensee, they always ask me, how many people do we have to deal with? And they want to know, is there one inventor or two partners? And are there any investors that have a right to say what's going to happen with that licensing deal?
Precisely. And that is the greatest impediment to actually being successful as an inventor in terms of getting your product to market. The more people you have on board your ship, the harder it is to steer that ship.
Yeah, it's an inventor who uses an investor, all right, they're generally going into startup mode. So they're going to go into manufacturing. They're looking for a ton of money. And most they have no idea how much money they need to, you know, to do this. But what are the options?
All right. And that's a really good question. As I've often said in various presentations, in this country, there are many, many myths about money being available for new inventions and for business startups. Here are just a few of them. Venture capitalists or angels will fund most of inventions and businesses. Not true. Banks lend to most new inventors and startups. Not true. The SBA lends money directly to inventors and entrepreneurs. Not true. Successful inventors and entrepreneurs rely on a single source of funding. Not true. And then government grants are a good source of money for inventors and entrepreneurs. Also not true.
Aren't you just a ton of fun?
Yeah. In reality, the key is there are a few options that are available, and what an inventor needs to do fairly quickly if they are looking for outside money is to identify those particular channels which might actually produce some success. One of the ways that some inventors, have succeeded is by doing crowdfunding. But not everybody is successful with crowdfunding, despite the general perception that crowdfunding is a win-win for everybody. It isn't. Certain types of inventions can get crowdfunded specifically by what's called a donation-based or asset-based crowdfunding, which is you have a product, you're selling the product, the person gives you money to put the product together. But again, the number of options that are available to an inventor besides their own bank account are fairly limited.
Yeah, we see that, and we've had a show about crowdfunding and how difficult and challenging it is. See, there's a lot to know about that as well. And so, you know, for most of our inventors, it's like, you know, early on, if an inventor says, okay, this is my budget, we can look at then options. And it helps early on for the reality check of what the money is going to be to say, all right, here, go here, do this, here's your options, so that they don't get caught, you know, at a point where they feel like they're just bleeding money. So anyway, Ray, thank you so much for being on today. We'll get you on some videos so people can actually see and hear what you have to say. Thanks, everybody, and stick with us. We have got one more segment coming up, and now we're going to go pay some bills.